Let's not waste any more of his time. Jason Furman joins us on the long line. He is a senior economic advisor to presidential candidate Barack Obama. Jason, how are you? Good afternoon.
I am good.
Good to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us. I know you're very busy right now for obvious reasons.
There's a lot that just happened this afternoon, so I'm sorry I called in a few minutes late, but I'm glad you're making some time for me on your show.
Oh, no, we really appreciate it. So, Jason, my first question is, what in the heck is going on? What in the world?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I talk to Barack Obama almost daily lately about the situation, and all he has wanted to talk about in every one of those conversations is the importance of passing a package that rescues our economy and the importance of making sure we're making the right package, one that has oversight, one that makes sure CEOs don't profit at the expense of taxpayers, one that protects taxpayers, one that helps homeowners. That's consistently what his focus has been on. And today he called Senator McCain this morning to advance that, say this shouldn't be a Democratic issue, it shouldn't be a Republican issue, it's an American issue. And would they come together and issue a joint statement on principles that they could work on to solve this problem?
And the reaction of McCain was to suspend his campaign. What's that all about?
That's Senator McCain's choice. But we're right now in the process of working on this joint statement, and we think it's very important because the country really can't afford to fail in this task, but we also can't afford to give away $700 billion to the same CEOs that caused this problem in the first place.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we're looking at well over $1 trillion when you add everything up. It's just amazing.
Well, that's right, but what Barack Obama's trying to do is make sure that we can do everything we can to get that money back. Now, the Treasury is going to use that money to buy assets. They're then going to resell those assets later. If we make a profit, Obama has committed to giving every penny of that profit back to the taxpayers. If we lose money, what he's said is he'd institute a financial stability fee on our financial institutions to pay all that money back. Because basically, we're giving them, this is like giving them an insurance plan, and you and I, we may have health insurance, we have life insurance, we pay for that. Well, we're giving our banks an insurance plan, and we can't wait to collect the premiums. They need it right now for the sake of our whole economy. But after this is all over, we have to start collecting those premiums.
We're talking with Jason Furman, Chief Economic Advisor to Barack Obama, and we're honored to have him on the program. Jason, is the Barack Obama campaign, in your opinion, really in touch with the anger of the American people at the proposal that's been brought to the table by the administration to just basically hand Wall Street no strings attached, no judicial review, $700 billion. And I will tell you personally, I feel it's like somebody broke into my home and wants to steal my money that I'm saving for my kids. I mean, I'm outraged at this.
Oh, you're right to be. You're right to be. And, Barack Obama has been out there. The day this was announced, he put out a set of principles, front and center principles like don't let CEOs get away with huge golden parachutes, get away with turning, fraudulent, misstated earnings into extra bonuses for themselves just because we're giving them money. He was out there immediately, criticizing the proposal, saying what needs to be changed, and putting the onus back on President Bush. I mean, we've seen people ask for a blank check before. It doesn't work out well.
We're talking with Jason Furman, the economic advisor to Barack Obama. Jason, respond if you can. I just want to, in terms of fairness, we're hearing the McCain campaign and Republicans say that Barack Obama has no plan. Your job is, you're one of the guys that actually writes that plan. So is that true, number one?
That's not true at all. Barack Obama, 6 months ago, had a detailed plan for how we could avoid this problem in the first place. Throughout the year, he's been laying out plans to jumpstart job creation and get our economy going again. On Friday, last week, the day the Treasury came out with a plan, we had a plan ready. Now, it was the same thing we had said the day before in a little bit more detail. And he had spoken to Secretary Paulson, spoken to Chairman Bernanke, and based on those conversations, he decided it just wasn't responsible to go out and politicize this. So he refrained from introducing it, but had a very clear and direct articulation of some of these important principles, like protecting taxpayers, not bailing out CEOs, helping homeowners. On Friday, he then came out very explicitly with his evaluation of the plan, talking about all these problems with it, and those criticisms form the basis of his own plan. So he had plans way before John McCain. He had plans that are way more detailed than John McCain. And most importantly, his plans have been consistent. You know, John McCain is out there right now talking about the CEO issue. Well, on Friday, he put out his financial crisis plan, didn't even mention CEO pay. It didn't even flag the issue. Then, you know, he decided maybe it was politically important and started adding it into his rhetoric.
What do you think McCain's going to do? He's suspending his campaign. He's pulling commercials. He wants to delay the debates. And by the way, has Barack Obama agreed to delay the Friday debate? Do you know?
He spoke live on TV moments ago and said that he thinks these issues are so important that the American people really need to hear from both him and John McCain and would like that to happen at the debate.
So no timeout. No timeout.
You know, we're talking about really this campaign from our side is about big important issues. We're out there debating job creation, financial regulation, and how we could get our way out of this mess, how to fix our health system, how to have an energy policy that creates 5 million jobs. You know, the country can't delay that debate.
We're talking with Jason Furman, an economic advisor to Barack Obama. Jason, respond to something as well. Whenever we see clips of Sarah Palin and John McCain talking to rallies, they're always saying, you know, Barack Obama wants to raise your taxes. Is that true?
No, that is flat out false for virtually anyone standing at any one of those rallies. In fact, Barack Obama is proposing three times as much in tax cuts for middle-class families as John McCain. That's something independent organizations have said. The Conservative Heritage Foundation said Barack Obama has larger tax cuts for middle-class families. No family making less than $250,000 is going to get see their taxes go up under the Obama plan. In fact, most of them are going to see them go down.
Jason, you have studied, I mean, you got a PhD in economics, so you understand these issues infinitely greater than I. How did we get here? I mean, is it as simple as saying, well, you know, Phil Graham and John McCain and that crowd, they pulled all these regulations. We keep hearing this word, regulation. And that's what got us into this mess because nobody was regulating the way Wall Street works and they were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. Is it that simple?
You know, it's a complicated story. The two most important parts are the greed and irresponsibility on Wall Street and in Washington. And let me tell you what I think the three most important mistakes Washington made. Four most important. Number one, when we created the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. We didn't replace it with the type of regulation we needed for the 21st century. Mistake number two, we shredded the protections for consumers who are borrowing in this economy. We used to protect them from predatory lending. We stopped doing that, and that helped the subprime bubble explode. Third, the government just completely was asleep at the switch when it comes to oversight. They weren't looking at these banks. They weren't looking at the risks they were taking. They weren't sounding the warning bells. Finally, after the crisis hit, policy was consistently too little and too late in responding to it.
Jason Furman is a senior economic advisor to Senator Barack Obama's campaign for the White House. And Jason, what do you say to people who don't want any kind of bailout? Who say, you know what, at the very most, offer them a little bit here and there. Is it as bad as that we do need hundreds of billions of dollars to throw at Wall Street? I mean, the president will go on TV in a few hours and say, if we don't do this, boy, it's the end of the world. Is it really truly that bad?
We're facing a very serious situation. When bank after bank fails, it means businesses can't expand and create jobs. It means families can't get mortgages or use their, you know, credit cards, and it could seriously affect all of us. But that is not an excuse for a blank check, for a bailout, for handing away hundreds of billions of dollars. we can structure this in such a way that we get as much of that money back as possible and have a fee on financial institutions in the future, like an insurance premium for the insurance that we're giving them to make sure we recoup the rest of it. So we are right that it's a major crisis and that it's really serious and we need to solve it. That's no excuse, though, for handing unilateral authority to one man to then hand over hundreds of billions of dollars to our country's banks. We don't need that to solve it.
Have you been surprised at the true bipartisanship in Washington that's opposed to this plan?
I think opinions change. I think the initial draft of the plan was highly problematic, and it's but there's been a lot of agreement about what needs to be done to fix that draft of the plan. I think we can fix it, and I think we can have a plan, you know, which doesn't just hand over a blank check for hundreds of billions of dollars.
And describe to us, because oftentimes when we hear Barack Obama and John McCain talking, sometimes they sort of sound the same. You know, we need to help Wall Street. We need to describe to us what might be different in the end from Barack Obama's approach to this crisis and John McCain's.
Right. I mean, the hallmark of Barack Obama's approach to this has been consistency and leadership. The set of principles that we've been talking about over the course of your show are ones that he has consistently talked about for months, if not years. He's had the leadership a year and a half ago to warn that this problem was coming and ask the Treasury and the Fed to get together to figure out in advance how to solve it before the problem hit. He's put out a detailed set of ideas that would help regulate the economy and solve it, help prevent this problem. And then you see John McCain, and one day he calls for a commission, the next day he says an immediate solution. One day he says he's against CEO pay, the next day he's in favor of addressing it. One day he's touting the deregulation of the economy, the next day he's talking about the need for regulation. I mean, it's a real inconsistency and lack of leadership. The other thing is John McCain's not talking about jobs and what we need to do to actually create jobs. I mean, we cannot just have a plan for Wall Street without having a serious plan for Main Street, and one that would help for example, rebuild our schools, rebuild our roads, and repair our schools to create jobs.
Jason Firm is a senior economic advisor to Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I know you're busy.
Oh, thank you for having me.